Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're always delighted to have you on board with us as we face the issues. We're delighted to have the dialogue and discussion with you. Therefore, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can have the dialogue and discussion with you. We'll be discussing a very important issue today. Restore our freedom. Restore our freedom. I don't know if we realize as a people, as a nation, how much we have lost in our freedoms just in the past 12 months. We need to have our freedoms restored. Our liberties restored. Our Constitution needs to be restored. We need to have those that have been sworn to uphold our Constitution. We need to hold them accountable. They need to recognize their responsibility under God as servants to God and to we, the people, not vice versa. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. The Scripture, the Word of God, from Genesis through the Revelation text, is a book of truth. It is the truth book. It's the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Jesus said to his disciples, John 8, 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then in John 17:17, Jesus says, thy word is truth. But he also said in John 14:6, I am truth. One of the things, ladies and gentlemen, that we find so easy in society today is for us to lose sight of truth. In fact, it was the Apostle Paul to the Galatians says, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ had become evidently set forth, crucified among you? He says there, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? And then in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 16, the Apostle Paul says this to the Galatian believers, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? It is the truth that we need to stand on, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes when you tell the truth, you find those that will reject you and that will become your enemy because you're telling them the truth. That's exactly what we see so often in society, even today, is that very fact. This is the reason in Zechariah, the 8th chapter, the 16th verse, these are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. And that's what we ought to do. But yet I'm always amazed at those who want to reject the truth and refuse to hear the truth. This is the reason so many years ago, the secularist writer George Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's precisely what is taking place today in our land. This is the reason we need to be so concerned about our liberties. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we're set free in Christ Jesus. It is our freedom in him that was, if you please, codified in our Constitution, especially in our Bill of Rights, by our founding fathers that we have today. But we're losing our liberties. We're losing our freedoms. They need to be restored. But we need to stand on truth if we're going to do so. It was the 15th century church reformer and theologian Jan Hus that said, faithful Christians, speak the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's what ought to be the mantra and the position of every Christian. If you're listening today, let me challenge you on the issues that we're faced with in society. The issues of what is called Black Lives Matter, which has nothing to do with skin color. The issues in relationship to governmental control of our churches saying you need to shut down, sit back, and be silent till we tell you to open. What is the truth? How should we respond to it? Now the fact that the government is now saying that you've got to shut down on holidays, especially our special holidays as we've seen in the past few months. Palm Sunday, shut down the church. Easter Sunday, churches shut down. July the 4th, the celebration of our 244th birthday for America, shut down. It is a little ironic that it's always on these major, major days for the conservatives, for the ones that are patriots, for those that are Christians, to see that we're being told to sit back, be silent, sit down, and shut up. Just get to the back of the bus, as the old cliche would go. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about that in detail today. We invite your dialogue and discussion about that. We're going to be talking about it today, about what we see taking place by our mayors and our governors with the new shutdown orders, the mask requirements, and the things that's being instigated in America that's contrary to our Constitution and for our liberties. How do you stand on them? What do you think about wearing masks? Is it legal? Should we comply? What do you think about the health risk that you have in doing so? What are your thoughts in relationship to the government shutting down and saying that basically you can't go out, you can't be in a crowd, therefore you can't celebrate the celebration of Independence Day? And several other things we'll talk about during the course of this broadcast today. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, including the full line of Honda generators. They have a knowledgeable staff and team that can answer all your questions about power equipment, landscape equipment, the generation backup equipment for hurricane season. And Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Find the gigantic flagpole with the U.S. flag flowing 24-7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're facing very serious days, but I don't know if we understand the extent of it. The breadth of it, and what it is doing and shall do at the erosion of our foundations. And it's very, very clear, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? In Psalms 11 and verse 3. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that our foundations are being literally destroyed. But as we think about that fact and asking the question, making the statement about the restoration of our freedoms. We need our freedoms restored. We've had them taken. We've had them modified. We're watching them being watered down and eviscerated. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know that today in China, churches are being crushed, crosses are being removed, Bibles are being burned, Christian songbooks, hymn books, and other Christian books and materials are all being destroyed, and Christians are being persecuted and prosecuted, put into re-educational camps in the gulag, and are out and out made to disappear, as they say, all just because of their faith in Jesus Christ. We need to understand what we're talking about when we talk about the privilege of celebrating Independence Day for America, the 244th birthday of our nation. This is the reason I invite you, ladies and gentlemen, this Sunday at 10 o'clock. Normally our services start at 10:45, so don't get it confused. This Sunday only, we start at 10 o'clock. It starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, July the 5th, this Sunday, with our celebration, God and Country Day, celebration of the 244th birthday of America, celebrating our anniversary, homecoming celebration for our church. And ladies and gentlemen, you're invited. We're going to have wonderful singing, a special guest that will be doing the Patrick Henry reenactment speech. You've heard the Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, but perhaps you're not familiar with the 20-minute full speech that Patrick Henry made on that occasion. Harry McKay, that does the reenactment, comes fully dressed as Patrick Henry and makes that passionate plea in that speech that we recall those few words, give me liberty or give me death. Then after the services, after our singing, after the Patrick Henry reenactment speech, after the opportunity for us to have that time together in worship, we're going to have a wonderful barbecue and all of the trimmings. You're invited. We'd love to have you. We're located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. That's First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. Be delighted to have you worship with us. We're exactly 1 mile south of I-295. 1 mile south of I-295. Love to have you with us this Sunday morning. God in Country Day, barbecue, worship, singing, fellowship. We've met you on there. We'd love to meet you in person. So let me invite you to come and join with us as we celebrate our Independence Day. And through our Independence Day celebration, I remind you that we have the freedoms, the liberties that God has granted to us as a nation. And we need to understand the need to restore them. Because, you see, in China, they do not have those liberties. They do not have those freedoms to worship as we have today. Now, Christians in China are required to either renounce their faith in Jesus Christ or lose any access to food, clothing, and shelter. Yes, you heard me right. In China today, there is a mandate, especially of the elderly Christians, a mandate to either renounce your faith or lose your privileges as citizens in China. Here's the article. Major power orders, a major power, speaking of China, orders Christians, renounce God or we'll cut off your food and housing. China's communist government is warning elderly Christians that they will lose their basic beliefs, benefits, if they don't stop practicing their faith. Bitter Winter, the online magazine about religious liberties and human rights in China, reports that the Communist Party is threatening to take away the last means of survival for all the elderly Christians in China. The government benefits of housing, food, clothing, medical care, and even funeral expenses are being taken away. At the end of 2019, local government officials threatened that the subsidy would be withdrawn unless the woman they were talking with removes images of Jesus Christ in her home. Because the Communist Party feeds you, they told the woman, you must only believe in it, not in God. 2 months later, the pension was canceled because she refused to move the symbol of Jesus Christ, the story said. Further, the article points out, this form of religious persecution is on the rise in all areas of China. He also ridiculed Jesus, saying, the Chinese government gives you $23 a month. How much money does Jesus Christ give you? And he goes on, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about in China, with the ridiculing of Christ, the rejection of any Christian in the nation of China. This article says authorities have begun an intensive campaign to return inspections, come in your home, threaten you, tell you're going to take away your benefits unless you stop worshiping Jesus. They return inspections to make sure that people do not resume practicing their faith, according to the report. In one case, government bureaucrats threatened to solidify believers in a nursing home who has been paralyzed for 8 years to drive him out of the residence if he continued his belief. Quote, the official said, that I'm supposed to believe in the Communist Party since it feeds me, or else all my social benefits will be canceled, the man said. Quote, I won't give up my faith no matter how the government pursues me. If it cancels my benefit, I'll just meet Jesus earlier, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a horrific story, but it's a fact. It is a true story of what's happening in China today. Why do I use that as such a powerful introduction to where we're going today on this broadcast about the statement, restore our freedom. It's because, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track to the position that China is in today. We're on the fast track to where Europe is today. We're on the fast track to where North Korea is today. We're on the fast track to where Venezuela is today. We're watching that unfold before our eyes in America today. And the Democrat, Socialist, Marxist, BLM Party, Democratic Party, as well as the Republicans are silent, saying nothing, doing nothing, not standing for that which they've sworn to do is to protect us and to protect our nation under the Constitution. Here's an article that points out where we are in some cases in America. Talking about your faith to people in a public park should never be a crime, but it is. As a young woman, Gail was diagnosed with a genetic disorder that caused her vision to gradually start fading. But this condition didn't stop Gail from finding a new purpose in life. She spent most of her professional career serving in the healthcare industry as a nurse clinician at Johns Hopkins Hospital. She said, and I quote, "As my vision faded, I came to see more clearly that we were born again through Jesus Christ, the Son of God," Gail said. As her condition deteriorated and as she was no longer able to work as a nurse, Gail resolved to continue helping others by gently sharing her faith with the local community. Strolling through Wilcox Park in Westerly, Rhode Island, Gail would converse with people as she walked and would hand out packets of information, gospel tracts, the Gospel of John, to those who voluntarily wanted to hear more about the Christian faith. But in a brazen display of religious discrimination, park officials banned Gail from entering the park as well as the local public library. Park officials even called the police to issue a formal trespass warning, threatening to arrest her if she enters the park or library within a period of 2 years. A public records request to the Westerly Police Department revealed that Gail is the only person to have ever been issued a trespass notice for talking about Jesus and distributing written materials in the park. It's outrageous to ban and to threaten and even to arrest someone for the so-called crime of sharing her faith. What's actually illegal and contradictory to our Constitution is discrimination by governmental officials who censor the religious expressions of a citizen in a public setting. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a major article, but just reading a blurb or two from it to point out to you where we are in America today. Churches in America today, where under the guise of COVID-19, churches have been locked down, tickets have been written, Christian worshipers have been fined, pastors have been handcuffed and put in jail, pastors have been fined and put in leg monitors to prevent them from standing in the pulpit and preaching the gospel, all under the guise that it is for the government's protection of us. And that's the mindset that's used in China. That's the mindset that's used in Venezuela. That's the approach that's used by government and many of the dictatorial nations around the globe where Christianity is banned, where Christians are persecuted and prosecuted. Perhaps you want to argue against my position today. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, all you need to do is simply look around our great free Christian nation today. The Black Lives Matter, which has nothing to do with black lives, nothing to do with skin color. The Black Lives Matter, the Black Lives Matter organizational structure, are simply domestic terrorists today, and they're rapidly winning the Marxist-Communist war against our liberties and our freedoms, replacing them with dictators that are willing to surrender our God-given liberties to the Marxist agenda. Yes, you heard me right. We're watching this take place, and it's on the fast track today, ladies and gentlemen. Every aspect of society in America. We have major Christian organizations like Chick-fil-A. We have major corporate entities like Starbucks and Walmart and Best Buy, and I could go on and on and on with all of the major organizations, commercial entities that are giving money to Black Lives Matter to basically buy protection from them because they are thugs, they're domestic terrorists, they're not concerned about black lives. It is an organization that's made up, founded 2013, by three Marxist communist women. That ought to tell you something. Two of which are proud homosexuals. One of them calls herself a feminist queer, and they are on the fast track of having the upper hand in America. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, as one researcher just recently put it, we're watching less than 2% of America control 98% of Americans, while our politicians, our constitutionally sworn officers that are elected to protect us and protect our liberties, are silent. And ladies and gentlemen, the very same Constitution, the very same Bill of Rights, the very same amendment that gives these thugs the right to get in the streets and demonstrate, not riot, not vandal, not burn, rape, robber, rob, pillage, and murder. That's not their right under the First Amendment. But they have the right under the First Amendment according to the First Amendment itself, the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. But that's not what we see happening. Under that same amendment, ladies and gentlemen, we have the right to worship. And we have the right to do so without the intervention, the interference, and the control of any governmental authority, a 10-horn dictator mayor or a 10-horn dictator governor or any other leadership that's elected by the people. They have no right and authority to shut down churches and to mandate certain restrictions on churches that's not mandated on the thugs in the street. If you can have thugs in the street, the socialist, Marxist, communist dictators in the street, thugs, if you can have them in the streets that are not socially distancing, that are not required to wear a mask, that are not accused of causing COVID-19 as churches are accused of, ladies and gentlemen, there should be equal access under the law. That's not taking place today. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. That telephone number is 831-0917. Perhaps you've had a contradictory attitude or approach to what I'm saying. Perhaps you disagree and would like to discuss it. Perhaps you have some fiat information that I don't have that you'd like to say that I'm wrong or that I am in error with what I'm saying. But we need to see the handwriting on the wall, ladies and gentlemen. Under communism, you have no liberties. Under communism, there's no such thing as a Bill of Rights. Under communism, there's no freedom. We are only subjects to the dictators and the ruling class. And that's where we're rapidly becoming today. In fact, it's Nancy Pelosi that is now saying, Nancy Pelosi is now demanding that the CDC mandate all Americans to wear a mask. I'm looking at the article. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Sunday said the federal mandate on wearing a mask is long overdue. All state governors should be called on for consistent national messaging on the issue amid a surge in coronavirus cases across the nation. Ladies and gentlemen, what Nancy Pelosi is saying is that it needs to be a federal requirement under the premise of the CDC that says that it's for our own good, our own benefit, for everybody to be required to wear a mask. We're going to be talking about that later in this broadcast. Do you wear a mask? Are you bowing to the whimsical directions of the Marxist, socialist, communist, BLM, Democratic Party? We are taking a disease. We're weaponizing it for the purpose of overthrowing the Constitution of the United States of America. If you don't believe that, go back to what one of the founders of the Black Lives Matter said. I believe her name is Dolores Cullors, said that they are highly trained Marxists and they are wanting to remove President Trump from office and to overthrow the American Constitution. Now, that's their goal, and they're winning that battle that is going to change America forever. Ladies and gentlemen, today, our politicians, both the socialist Marxist BLM Democrats and the so-called Republicans, are silent. How do we know they're silent? Our national heritage and historical monuments are being destroyed, wiping them out, destroying our history. And yet, have you seen any action from any state governor or any city mayor that's a Democrat? I mean, that's a Republican. Have you seen any action from the Republican mayors and Democrats that will stand up against that? In fact, right here in our own city, our Republican mayor has been proud of himself to start removing our monuments and our historical markers, and even get out and march with the Black Lives Matter anarchist, Marxist, communist that want to destroy that very person in office. It's, ladies and gentlemen, almost contradictory in thought when we see what is happening with our so-called conservative Republicans across America. Our national heritage monuments are being destroyed. And I've done an entire broadcast on the dangers of that and what is happening. In fact, in Joshua, the fourth chapter, the first seven verses, Joshua and the children of Israel crossed about two to two and a half million Jewish people with the leadership of Joshua, crosses the Jordan River on dry ground, the scripture says. It's because God parted the water. It's because God performed a miracle. And God told Joshua to take the men and have each man to pick up a stone out of the midst of the dry riverbed and put it in their first encampment, which happened to be, according to the scripture, a place called Gilgal. And they placed it there, and then God explained through Joshua why. That in future generations, when sons and daughters would ask the question, Mama, Daddy, Grandpa, why are these stones here? Why is this monument here? It's so that they could point back to the hand of God and what God had done in giving them victory in crossing the Jordan River. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's emblematic and a symbol of what we find in our historical markers today, where they're there so that future generations can say, who is he? What did he do? How did he fit into history? And if we destroy our history in our monuments, we've already, for the past 40 years, 50 years, destroyed history in our textbooks, in our schools. This is the reason these young airheads, mush brains, as some call them, that have gone through the colleges and universities where Marxist professors teach them that America is bad, the Constitution is evil, and we should destroy the republic that we have so enjoyed for 244 years. And as a result of that, these little thug, empty-brained millennials go out into the streets and demonstrate and march and tear down and destroy our monuments. And ladies and gentlemen, just to prove to you that it has nothing to do with skin color when it comes to Black Lives Matter, watch any of the rioters, watch any of the demonstrations, and you'll see 98% white kids that's out there doing the demonstration, holding the signs of Black Lives Matter, holding the ropes and snatching the statues and the monuments down. Ladies and gentlemen, dictator mayors and governors impose radical Marxist rules through what they call executive orders, and in doing so, it restrains our liberties, it restrains our freedoms, and there ought to be some requirement for them to explain themselves as to why they're going against our Constitution. Now, I'm not talking about insurrection. I'm not talking about the fact that we ought not to obey the laws, as some have concluded in my statement. That's not what I'm saying at all. But if a law is an unlawful law, if it's an unconstitutional regulation, we ought to stand up and defend our liberties, ladies and gentlemen. Churches are now under the control of the new form of government, where, ladies and gentlemen, all it takes is for an illegal executive order to shut down the churches. And then somehow, some way, in piecemeal fashion, give strict regulation on what you can do to open, where we're in a position today where thousands of churches are still closed, waiting till the government says, you can open, you can preach, you can teach the gospel. It puts the churches in a position and pastors across the nation in a position of going back to the government and saying, may I, can we worship? In fact, with the social media, they're shutting down church worship services. Here's an article that says Instagram brands church worship, Christian worship, as harmful. The headline of this article is not sensationalist. It's not a clickbait. It's truth, shocking truth. Yes, Instagram has designated videos of live worship services to be in violation of community guidelines, calling the content harmful. Instagram is now classifying worship videos as harmful or false information. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching our liberties in the Bill of Rights. We're watching our First Amendment being eviscerated, undermined, and destroyed, and we're saying nothing. This is the reason I'm saying to our listeners, we're saying to everyone that's listening, we need to have our liberties, our freedoms restored. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about 1 minute top of the hour news break. Right after that, continue to tune in to Let's Face the Issues. Don't turn your dial. We're going to